Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.
Due diligence on Classic Business is brought to you by Deal Leaders International, leaders in mergers and acquisitions. Well, corruption and crime have long been the Achilles heel of South Africa's business environment, sapping confidence, deterring investment, and inflating the cost of doing business. But there is a glimmer of optimism stirring, according to the latest Business Partners Limited SME Confidence Index. Over half of South Africa's small and medium-sized enterprises believe that the newly established Matlanga Commission could be the long-awaited turning point in the fight against organized crime. Joining me to unpack what this means for the country's entrepreneurial heartbeat and what else the index reveals about SME sentiment in the age of the government of national unity is Jeremy Lang, Managing Director at Business Partners. Jeremy, thank you for joining us. What do you think is driving this renewed faith in accountability, especially from business owners who've seen so many commissions come and go?
Yes, thank you and good day to you and your listeners. Although still early days, there is a clear commitment to want to deal with crime and corruption and even political interference in business. So it sends really positive messages out into the marketplace. The big question, of course, is what will be done after the findings and whether actual prosecutions will be made.
Of course, but it's that commitment, at least at a political level, that I think certainly marks this as a point of difference to previous commissions where it's generally been seen to be an excuse to brush things under the carpet. You've pointed out that crime drains resources and raises the cost of doing business, obviously. Can you give us a sense of just how this plays out day to day for small firms in particular, and what sort of economic relief a genuine clampdown on criminal networks could bring to that much needed heartbeat of South Africa's economy?
One can just think of opportunities for SMEs. If you start to have interference in that process, you take away the equitable nature of the environment where success of an order, of a contract, is based on the merits of the submissions, the quality of the product and service, rather than bribes being paid, rather than it's about who you know. So that strengthens your SME confidence in the system. Otherwise, it just increases the costs in foregone revenue and also steers away those entrepreneurs who really want to do business in an ethical and responsible way, steers them off in another direction, missing the opportunity.
And they say confidence is the cheapest form of stimulus. And you show through your survey that there is, interestingly, 66, just over 66, in fact, almost 67% of SMEs still expect to grow this year, despite uncertainty in the GNU. What does this tell you about the resilience or perhaps the pragmatism of South African entrepreneurs?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both economic and social factors. If we just reflect a bit on inflation's been under reasonable control within the range, interest rates have come down, improving cash flow within these businesses, reflecting on a very peaceful election and relative political stability with the establishment of the GNU. Stable energy supply, I mean, that has a massive impact in confidence. And then I think the last one that we've just spoken about a few moments ago, just steps taken by the government to deal with crime and corruption, is very prominent and front of mind. So a combination of all of these things, I think, leaves for a more positive taste in the mouths of business owners.
And confidence in accessing finance jumped 5 percentage points this quarter to 67%. That's a notable improvement. Is it better risk appetite from lenders that you think is driving that confidence, or alternative financing models starting to take hold?
I think it's a combination of both. I think more players in the market, specifically focusing on SMEs, the rise of fintechs in the market, access to quicker finance also helps. And I think a combination of lower interest rates makes it more affordable, and then just general confidence in the economy. I think it will be even higher now after we've been removed from the grey listing. That would mean more investor confidence in the country, more capital inflows, and more opportunities for SMEs.
And it's that virtuous cycle, you know, when all of these things start to align, load shedding being reduced to almost a distant memory this year, off the grey list, this seeming political will to tackle corruption, all of that taken together does start to build into a virtuous cycle of improving confidence. When it comes to the GNU and policy stability, SMEs do seem divided on whether the GNU is doing a better job in supporting them. 34% from your survey say yes, 36% say no. Noticeable change. What are they really asking for from policymakers at this stage? Is it more funding? Is it policy consistency? Is it less red tape?
Yeah, it's a combination of things. The first one is they want to see certainty, unity, and decisiveness. I think the GNU's gone through a period in which there was a lot of disagreement on many key policies. So we're not moving forward. And I think that's what's frustrating SME owners. They would like to see more decisiveness, that they can plan better, that they can get the resources in place, that they can commit to whether they should invest in growth or not. So the uncertainty really does cause them frustration. And one way or another, they would just like clarity, certainty, and unity shown, because that's what was banked on when the GNU was formed. Lots of good positive sentiments that went out into the market, but to be honest, not much experience yet, but it's because mainly of disagreement and uncertainty.
Yeah, and I think this year, with the big shock over the budget, the GNU party is still really trying to find each other, and it amazes me that we still have a vacant deputy DTIC chair. The DA have got a lot of explaining to do on that front. There's obviously the global headwinds as well. There's Trump, there's trade wars and tariffs. How are these pressures, these global shocks, filtering through to the SME level here at home?
Oh, yes, both directly and indirectly. If you just consider tariffs brings about shrinking margins, the cost of your goods landing in another country is higher. We are exporters of automotive products, steel, aluminium, agriculture, so a significant part of our economy. It makes our products less competitive. It also impacts on things like forex rates. So SMEs who are big importers will also pay more for their goods. I mean, this ultimately results in shrinking margins, potentially job losses. So the SME's ability to influence tariffs, it may be limited, but it's not impossible to get around them. So look for other alternatives, such as find ways to produce more efficiently, kind of absorbing some of that cost, but also find diversification in markets. And entrepreneurs are really good at that. For example, we have a African Continental Free Trade Agreement with no tariffs, which is on our doorstep and our neighbors, right? So
yeah.
So you've got to find other ways, but it certainly will have a direct impact as well as an indirect impact on SMEs for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, despite those headwinds, SME confidence in growth and hiring is rising through your survey, which I think is remarkable. And it just shows you there is that South African, hulle Vietni wat ons Vietni DNA in our entrepreneurs. I've got to ask you, Jeremy, as a last question, if SME confidence continues to improve quarter on quarter, what does that say about South Africa's broader economic trajectory? Could the SME sector end up being that stabilizing force amid all of the political and global noise?
Yes, I think the point that connects the two questions is an entrepreneur's ability to overcome obstacles, to be quite agile, and to be innovative in their businesses. This means that in spite of challenges, of obstacles, of hurdles, the ability to overcome that and be successful is incredibly good. Now, collectively, that has quite a significant impact on an economy. The one issue that I think we have to deal with is the turnover growth. And we need to grow as an economy. We need to find ways to grow as an economy, because if that remains at the current dampened levels, SMEs' confidence will start to tank again. But their contribution to the economy is more than a third. I mean, that's quite significant in an economy. So as long as we keep the environment conducive for them to thrive, meaning policy certainty, meaning infrastructure stability, we will continue to create that environment that they can grow, overcome the obstacles, innovate, and do amazing things.
Grow the pie. I've got to ask you if you could whisper one piece of advice into the ear of the key policymakers in the GNU about what SMEs truly need right now. Would it be that? Tell them to just focus on growth and forget everything else ideologically.
Yes, I mean, we've identified the key work streams that we need to fix: infrastructure, roads, ports, crime and corruption, eradicating that, and there's one or two other streams. If we just focus on that, you will create that extra layer in which SMEs can grow. And from there, the cycle starts then much better. So I would say, carve out all the noise of the other things, focus on the key things, and we have identified them, but actually execute and implement initiatives for it to start making a difference.
Well, there you have it. That was Jeremy Lang, Managing Director at Business Partners Limited, sharing the insights from the latest SME Confidence Index, what SMEs on the ground are saying, And it's a really important reminder that, yes, while corruption and crime and policy uncertainty do remain hurdles, South Africa's entrepreneurs continue to show remarkable resilience and optimism. So if the Madlunga Commission can deliver even a fraction of the accountability that business owners are hoping for, it really could mark the start of a real turnaround in confidence and growth at the grassroots of our economy. You're listening to Classic Business here on Fine Music Radio. Due Diligence on Classic Business is brought to you by Deal Leaders, partnering with you. For the next episode of Due Diligence, listen to Classic Business next Tuesday around 20 to 7, brought to you by Deal Leaders International.
Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.